You're listening to OmniMediaNetworks.org, the powerful world of sound, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to Web Radio's Accessible Information Network, RAIN, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And now it's time for the second half of our program this evening, Keeping Current. And here once again is your host, Wayne Potter.
Well, welcome back to Keeping Current. If you didn't have a chance to that great song, I've been talking with Nick Baker, who's a singer and a songwriter. He's created his first album, and he's moving on beyond that, and he has some great hopes for the future. Maybe you are some folks out can help make this come alive, too. So we just listened to a song that was from the album called Think Positive, and it's really focusing on the importance of friends. Actually, if you can't help listen to that and really think, my God, I should go out there and have a whole lot of friends. It has a very positive message out there, Nick, so it's really great. How did you decide to include these songs in this piece? Did you decide on a theme and then write some songs, or did you write some songs and then create a theme?
Well, to be completely honest with you, Wayne, I actually thought of a theme that, actually makes it clear. You see, Welcome One and All is all about, welcoming friends over and just, being polite and, just introducing yourself to people. That's what I came up with this song, Welcome One and All.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool. I come up with this Think Positive theme. You see, the song is just, like, very interesting and keeps on, keeps on the main title of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but there was a song that you did write, I think, that was not necessarily part of the theme, but became part of the theme. And we're not going to listen to it right now, but I think it's Think Before You Speak. And I would assume maybe that was song was written prior to the time you thought about the theme. I'm not sure, so.
Think Before You Speak. You see, that song talks about, thinking about things that you're going to do before you say things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you speak first and don't think, they get you a lot of trouble, and I've been through those things quite a bunch.
Okay. Well, we all sort of get to that point. I mean, sometimes you think, you just act, you just do something, and then you'll say, oh my God, why did I ever say that, or why did I ever do that? Actually, we were going to play that, but I think we're going to actually tune into a different song. But I think it's really important to find out, who were all those people on that record? I mean, who were all those singers?
Yeah, you see, the way I did it in the studio is Craig Russell, who was the mixer and helper on my album. I played the keyboard tracks, and he laid them all down.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, in the sound studio, I multi-tracked my voice. That's what gave the good harmony.
But that's all you?
Yeah, that's all me.
Those weren't three or four other people?
Yeah, it's true. It's like, I created the music. I did it all efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the drum beats, I created all the different instruments.
So how many instruments did you have in that song alone? Do you remember?
A
lot.
Oh, gosh. Drums, bass, piano, synth strings, brass, some sort of synth brass note to go with it. And also there's like a guitar solo that kind of sounds real at the mirror, very middle.
Sounds like you got a band there.
Yeah, but it's all me creating all the orchestration.
Well, it's really wonderful what electronics can do for you, really. Now, on the CD on the CD cover, and I'm assuming that Steve Vail may have had something to do, maybe not, it says something in there about how you gave a special thanks to your dad who believed in you. And I mean, you, to some degree, you've already explained why that happened. So why did you want to give special thanks to your dad?
Yeah, well, you see, ever since he passed away, I just wanted to thank him for believing in me and knowing that somehow I would be a great success.
Right.
See, the last time I ever saw him was during Christmas 2000 and... Or what was it? 2000.
Mm-hmm. Right, 2 years ago then.
Yeah, and so...
He went to your dad's
He got to hear two of my he got to hear Bad Behavior Blues and the title track, which is Think Positive. And you see, right near the end of January was when he passed on, and so he actually got to hear both my songs when I was in Colorado with him.
Right.
During the Christmas vacation.
Now, you did write another song, so let's talk about that. Let's go on. Are you out there, John? John ran away for a while, so... But you did actually... The one of those that you did write, which was the Bad Behavior Blues, actually grew out of a specific incident in your life. Can you tell us about that a little bit? Or, I mean, and we'll make it...
Expand? Oh, gosh, how can I explain this?
Got into trouble on the bus.
Well, you see, as I said before, I got into trouble on the bus.
With somebody else on the bus?
Yeah, with a former student, and then, see, a lot of times when I get into trouble, that's when I usually get the consequence and or privileges taken away from me.
Uh-huh. So, your privileges taken away from you, and what happened when you got into trouble this time?
Didn't you have to write a letter?
Well, to get out of trouble, I wrote a letter pertaining to an apology to Ricky. And so...
When you were writing that letter, you were singing that song.
When I wrote that letter, I was actually starting to compose that song. And so, in the studio, right when I got the chance to make that song famous, you see... I created a good bluesy drum beat and a groovy bass beat that goes with it. I also created a thing like a piano and some good guitar comp work, and I also...
So these are the words that sort of came out of your mouth after this incident? That's how you came up with Bad Behavior Blues?
Mm-hmm.
And being on a jazz group, I assume that's where you learned your blues. Is that where you learned your blues?
Actually, you see, I many of you people... People might think I'm sounding like B.B. King, but that's how I learned the blues from.
All right. Well, let's listen to, John, let's listen to the next song. This the number three item, actually, the number third track on the record Think Positive, Bad Behavior Blues. And you can see if he's B.B. King.
A story that is really true. It has something to do with something I said that was really rude. Oh, baby, baby, tell me, what am I gonna do? I've been facing a lot of troubles. I got the bad behavior. Early Sunday night, I called my pal Ricky, something bad. Now, baby, that just ain't right. Oh, mama, mama, someday I'm gonna pay my dues. I've been facing a lot of troubles. I got the bad behavior. But the cold, hard truth is...
best pal Ricky. I told him how sorry I was for saying the things I said that day. Oh Lord have mercy, you know I never say those things to you. I've been facing a lot of troubles, I got the bad behavior blues, yes I do. Well, I've learned my lesson and I've paid my dues. Oh somebody won't you please come help me melt away this blues. I've been facing a lot of troubles, I got the bad behavior blues.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't dare say nothing at all. Shame on me, baby. Ow!
Well, we're going to let the audience out there decide whether or not you represent who you say you represented tonight, okay? You had a great type of music, to very fitting for your specific emotional experience. It must have been, it really was very, very, very fitting. And have you played a lot of blues music, or is this something you really enjoy? Sounds like it.
Well, I mean, to the truth, Wayne, it's something that I, well, really enjoy. You see, I mean, once I played Think Positive for... Well, oh gosh, besides Bad Behavior Blues, and when I played Think Positive for not only my father, my stepmother, who now is a security person at the Phoenix Airport, Alice Adrian Baker, when she heard Think Positive, she immediately burst into tears.
Hmm. That's an impact.
It's true.
Yeah, very much. Actually, I'd before John rolls off again, John? I thought maybe what we might do, because I one of the things I wanted to show tonight was that, Nick, you use different styles of music to portray different things that you want to say. And one of the other songs that I felt would be really good to play tonight is actually, and if John's up there, to play the song, Think Before You Speak. And that's track number 2, John, if you're over there. Well, we'll take a brief minute anyway, and we'll be able to tune into some of that music. So, is it important for you, pretty much, to be able to play different styles of music? Nick?
Yes, it's true. It's like I fell in love with many different styles of music ever since I've been, like, growing. I've heard styles of music like Motown or disco or like old school pop or blues.
Right.
I've also heard soft rock, and I've heard hip hop too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I created on my song 8 Lap Run too.
Right. Well, actually, John, if you could take us on, we could listen to this other style of music, and the song is Think Before You Speak.
Can be. There are authorities. saying sorry just ain't gonna cut it. Cause once they get you, you're dead.
Well, that's Think Before You Speak. Nick, what motivated you to write that song?
Well, let's see. I guess it was during a time when, I mean, right before I start assaulting people, that's... or
that's a pretty strong word, Nick.
Or, I don't know exactly,
anyway, you had some, it sounds like you had some pretty high emotions. And that made you think about it, about thinking, and rather than just acting.
Yeah. I mean, Think Before You Speak. It's all about, obeying certain commands, like from certain authorities or whatever it is. Because
and part of it's your own inner voice, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
thinking about what need to hear from inside yourself.
Yeah, it's true, because you can't just walk out on people when they give you an order, because you just got to obey it.
Right. You got to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, you do, when you create these different kinds of music, you sort of a different image, a different personality when you start singing these different songs. It sounds like you really enjoy the characters that you create when you sing these songs.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, are you these different people, or are these sort of the way you like to do things? Are you all these different people?
Gosh, how can I say this? Well, it's just my own human voice. I just create the style that I like to hear.
Right. But it's almost like acting.
Sort of.
You could have your own opera and sing all the parts.
I mean, what if I made a movie called Dial M for Music?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have some...
Yes, yeah, just have some of my different favorite artists come in and sing their songs on there.
And you'd never know it was Nick Baker. You'd just think it was all these other people out there.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking of, like, getting them out there for real, because
right. That's
what I plan on meeting them someday.
Ah.
Later on in the future.
Well, I would say that's a good thought to keep in mind, because you never know who you're going to meet. Mm-hmm. And you never know when that kind of activity is going to occur.
Yeah, I've been writing letters to, like, one of my favorite artists, but now I realize he's very busy in the works.
Well, who's one of your favorite artists?
Well, to be completely honest with you, Jackson.
Michael Jackson, okay.
Yeah, I hear about the things that's been going on with him these years,
right.
But I won't go there.
But you like to write him, and you'd like to meet him someday.
Somehow. I do not know when, but I hope it's soon.
Well, he might even someday, who knows, he might even show up in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Huh? Really?
Well, you never know. It would seem to me that would really be a nice thing for him to do, or, you know. I mean, people do come to Portland, they do come to Seattle. I mean, Seattle is a pretty good venue, and...
Oh, obviously, Wayne. I've seen his 30th anniversary special. I've known what artists did of tributes to him. I've known everything.
Right. Well, you wrote some music about 9/11 in New York. Did you go to New York?
Yeah. You see, this year, I mean, right after talking with Steve Vail about getting this album produced,
mm-hmm.
That's
In Harmony.
Is that a group that you sang with, or?
Yeah, you see, recently I just sang with them last weekend at the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Fest, which is locally here in Vancouver, where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they went on
an East Coast tour with them. I've seen places like Maryland and D.C. I've also seen...
But you went to New York.
Yeah, I've seen New York. I've seen places like Ellis Island. I've also seen Ground Zero. And
mm-hmm. Tell us about Ground Zero experience.
Well, seeing for the people down there, Ground Zero, for those who are standing down there, when we sang Amazing Grace, everyone just like dropped to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just
So you had a chance to sing to the people that were around at that time. Was it a specific event that you went to?
Well...
Or did you just impromptu put an impromptu singing program on?
Impromptu.
Well, it's just an impromptu thing.
And you'd sung it before, so you're all ready to go, and it just seemed the right thing to sing there, apparently.
Yeah, we actually, one of our last concerts we did over in Maryland, we went over to Kennedy Center, and mm-hmm. they broadcast this, they broadcasted the program mm-hmm. live on the net.
All right.
We went to Metro Tech to sing for the final.
And we went over to Metro Tech over in New York City to sing for those firefighters and Chief Nigro, which was the guy of the firefighters, or the chief.
The head fireman.
Yeah.
Now,
when we sang "Oh Danny Boy," he says, he was just like. He just embraced us. He said he really loved us. And right after we sang, we also took a look at those the firefighters who died during 9/11 on that one plaque. And so mm-hmm. that's when I thought of all those things on that song, "Here's to Our Heroes."
Right. Well, now both the song that you wrote, the one that you just finished about 9/11 in New York. And Think Positive are available already, but they're available online, aren't they? Can you give it?
Yeah, mp3.com.
Okay.
Well, there's another one, too. www.
Oh, there's also a www.
Soundtracks.
Soundtracks.com.
Okay, so Soundtracks with an S on the end. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So that it's now available, so folks want to get out there, and they're going to look for Nick Baker? They're going to look for Think Positive?
That's right.
I'm going to look for any of those things out there, and they can buy your CD.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, like, a lot of people like Sheila and Toby's mother, and a lot of other people, whenever they hear Think Positive, right when they hear my song Think Positive, they always think to themselves, dang, what a fool I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just helps them through, like, hard lives or hard struggles through life.
Right. Well, actually, we've almost run out of time. We're running a little bit behind right now.
Oh,
so
dang.
We had a chance, really, to before we get off the air, I want to thank you, Nick, for being on tonight, and thank you for your mom, and also Steve, for coming along tonight, too, even though you were the silent voice in all this matter. I appreciate you being here. And so I think that it would be great if we could close off the evening, and you'll only get to hear a little bit about the special CD that was written around... 9/11 and all the heroes out there. So let's finish off our show tonight by listening to that great song.
September 11th, when the attacks of terror came, our country's freedom was at stake, and things were not the same. Emergency workers, firefighters, and police were on the scene, digging through the ashes and cleaning the debris. And when they died and lost their lives on that very day, we all were broken hearted. captivity is just for you. So here's who are heroes, the ones who save us from danger.
Straight from my heart to yours. So here's to our heroes.